Good afternoon. Hey, I'm JoJo, and thank you for tuning into Life Songs. Can you think of a song that your child always wants to sing on the radio? Now, for my daughter, it is the song Fearless from Jasmine Murray. She literally wants to listen to it all day, every day, and honestly, I don't blame her because it's such an awesome song. It speaks volumes to me and just so many people. Well, this afternoon, I have Jasmine Murray hanging out with me on the phone. Jasmine, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to hang out with me. I know you're busy. I know you're amping up for the release of your album. Thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
I know that it can be a total challenge with doing all of these radio interviews. How do you just keep yourself fueled?
Yes, honestly, the excitement from everything keeps me going. I get to have a good bit of downtime as well. So I feel like there's a good balance for me to rest, recharge and everything so that I'm ready to get back out there and get on the road and do what I do. So I love it and I'm just excited that I get to do it. So it's a privilege.
The excitement definitely gives you that adrenaline pump that sometimes you need, you know?
Yes, it does.
So my daughter absolutely loves you. And what's funny is that we have a Jasmine here that works at Life Songs. And my daughter has this system in her mind to differentiate between you and then the Jasmine I work with. And I'll share that with you in just a minute. But when I told my daughter that I was going to be talking to you today, she thought you were going to be here in the studio. And she completely flipped out. She's 4 years old. And she says, Mom, can I come see Jasmine Murray at your work? And, you know, of course, it broke my heart because I was like, well, she's not going to actually be there. But it was such the cutest thing. Do you want to hear a little bit of the audio from her?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Here we go.
These are the three Jasmines. Princess Jasmine, the Jasmine that sings fearless, and the Jasmine that Mommy works with. I can go see her at her work.
You wanted to go see Jasmine Murray at Mommy's work? She's not going to be there, but Mommy's going to talk to her on the phone. Are you so excited?
Yes. I'm the best.
Typical four-year-old, right? I mean, she is just too funny. She was so excited, but she's definitely a huge fan of yours. So I hope you enjoyed that little audio clip.
I did. That is the sweetest thing ever. And, you know, it really touches my heart because I have like 7 nieces and nephews, and 2 of them actually just turned 5 within the last couple of months. So they're, you know, around her age and they are my heart. So that just gives me so much joy. Thank you so much.
It was such the cutest thing. So I wanted to share it with you and I hope that it made your day.
Wow, that's awesome.
Hey, I'm JoJo. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for spending your day the uplifting way on Life Songs. Now, for all those girls and women looking for self-confidence in a world that is really honestly full of so much comparison, Jasmine, how has being on Miss Mississippi and Miss America's Outstanding Teen Pageant, American Idol, and Miss America given you true confidence? Because I remember watching you back on American Idol when you were 16 years old. I know that you're not the same woman you were then. And so how did you really get the confidence that you have now? Because I know that you're such a confident, strong, godly woman. So how did you get to that point in your life?
Well, I think it's definitely taken some time. When I used to get up on stage and sing, I was so, so shy and so afraid.
I would never guess that in a million years. That's so crazy.
Oh my gosh, you can ask my whole family and they will tell you I used to be so afraid. I would cry before I got on stage just out of nervousness and everything. And then once I got on stage, I was okay. But it was just like leading up to it. And even to this day, I still get really nervous before I do anything. So, you know, it's been something that I've really had to work on, but I think all the experiences I've had in life have definitely helped me to get more comfortable with everything that I'm doing now and has helped prepare me for that in so many ways. So, you know, American Idol was, of course, my first experience really seeing a glimpse of what it's like to be a musician and really have that career. And from there, I decided this is definitely what I want to do. I love it. I love being in the studio, the vocal lessons, photo shoots, you know, learning songs. And I just love that entire world. So I'm so grateful that I had that experience and that glimpse of that life and that I get to do it now. It's amazing.
So I think you're totally fit for this. So 100% cut out for this for sure. But you know, sometimes when we hear that word time, it kind of scares us away a little bit because we're such the world where we want things right then and right now. And you know, when it comes to things like this, it's truly walking the walk and talking the talk and really just just trusting in the Lord, because if not, there's that saying that things that happen right away sometimes aren't things that are valuable to you. So in order to build that confidence, it does take a little time, and it takes you walking through life, to be completely honest, to really build that confidence. But what would you say to somebody who is just like, okay, I want it now?
Oh my gosh. I would say to please be patient. You know, I understand we definitely want things sometimes when we feel like we're ready, or when mm-hmm. we feel like we want them to happen. But we have to trust that God's timing is perfect, and that everything happens when it's supposed to happen. And I just firmly believe that everything happens for a reason. So even if you haven't gotten to where you want to be just yet, to just wait. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean that it's never going to happen. It just means that maybe the Lord is trying to build up your faith, trying to build up your strength, trying to help you to get more growth and more experience, so that once the opportunity does come, that you will absolutely be ready for everything that comes with it. So just trust Him, trust His timing, take every single opportunity you can, even where you are right now, and be thankful for that. Be thankful for these moments right now where you can learn and where you can grow, so that, you know, this time will help you to get to where you want to be.
So many people in this world, people listening here right now on Life Songs, and I myself have dealt with fear, anxiety, panic attacks, and really the kind of worry that, you know, keeps you up in bed because, you know, you're too scared to do anything else but lay there and just sleep. What's been your experience with dealing with and conquering fear? Because your song Fearless, it talks all about that.
Yeah, I mean, my song Fearless was birthed out of my own struggle with fear and anxiety and all of that. It was a very difficult time in my life, honestly. And when I wrote that song, that was kind of where it was just really starting to heighten for me. I was experiencing panic attacks and exactly what you said. I mean, staying up at night, just having, you know, 1,000 things on my mind at one time, kind of distancing myself away from people and just really, really feeling afraid of everything. And a lot of it was just irrational things, you know, overthinking a conversation I just had with somebody and thinking they were going to think something else, and or, you know, just whatever it was. And it was really tearing at me. And so, you know, that particular day that I wrote Fearless, I actually had a panic attack in my car on my way to the session and had no idea, you know, what song we were going to write that day. But it was so amazing how even after that panic attack passed, I walk into my session and start writing. And I told the guys I really wanted to write about fear, but didn't want to go all the way into it. And eventually, before I knew it, I just burst into tears. And it was like I couldn't hold it back any longer and just really began to open up and tell them what I was going through. And they just started pouring into me and praying over me. And we wrote Fearless that day. It's just so amazing what God can do when you allow yourself to be vulnerable and ask for help and realize it's okay not to be okay sometimes. But, you know, when you have a great support system around you, when you feel like, you know, you can talk to people and understand that you're not alone in this struggle, I feel like, you know, that's a lot of where your healing comes from. And for me, you know, I realized very early on that fear is not from God.
Amen.
That he does not want us to live our lives in fear and afraid of, you know, what the enemy is trying to do, or a fear of the unknown. It's just a tactic that the enemy is using to try to steal our peace and try to steal our purpose and distract us from what God has for us. So when we start to realize that, we can take our power back and we can trust that God wants us to live bold and unafraid. So I hope that you guys are encouraged by this song and know, you know, that this is my heart and I truly want to encourage you guys and lift you up.
Jasmine, we can't wait for the release of your debut album, Fearless, tomorrow. I know that it's just going to touch so many lives and has already done so. So thank you so much for hanging out with me this afternoon. Thank you for sharing your heart. Thank you for being real and authentic and genuine. And we really appreciate you hanging out with us today.
You're so welcome. Thank you for just your time and letting me share. I hope that you guys love the album, and thank you for all your support.